This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 60, AM 860, and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7 to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. For example, the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail haulers out there delivering all those packages and letters all across the country. And then we've got our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, the jet fuel as well to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse workers, and we've got our Amazon drivers. So we thank you very, very much for doing a great job that you're doing moving America. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, and Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us, Captain's America. And by the way, I posted a weekend podcast up on every one of those pages over the weekend, so you can find it over there, as well as on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there and you can check out and get the podcast for all the different shows that we've done. You also can go over there and listen to us live, if that's what you want to do. And don't forget, you can also go over there and send us a message if you want by looking at the little link down there. It says click here to send us a message. That takes a little while to get here. It's not like it gets here instantaneous like the instant messenger, but it'll get here in about 10 or 15 minutes or whatever, usually. All right, let's go to the phone line. And on the line right now, we've got Kyle Warren out there in sunny, balmy, warm, and windy California.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, it is windy and good morning to everybody.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Here we go. See you. Okay, goodbye there. See, it's starting to rain a little bit, so they went back inside. 63 degrees and a little bit of rain around the area. No, what'd you say now? It's starting to what?
It's definitely getting windier here in Southern California. It's been picking up since about the late evening and slated to go through, I think, most of the part on Monday right now.
How windy is it?
It is so windy. It reminds me of the old Johnny Carson days. It is so windy. Actually, no, we've got to batten down the hatches because we could get gusts up to 50, 60, almost 70 miles an hour in some cases in the foothills.
Okay, I'll go with that. But I do know, I've been out there in some of that weather when it's approached 75, 80 miles an hour, and it's been all I could do just to stay on the road.
Exactly right. So people traveling up, especially up the 15 freeway on the way to Nevada, need to be really careful out there.
All righty. Well, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, we left off hour number one. We had talked about the classified documents. More of them had been found at the Biden Ponderosa after someone in the White House gave them permission to go and check. We believe that person would have been the White House Chief of Staff, who has announced that he's retiring, Ron Klain. So he's going to step down as Chief of Staff. And who is this person that we found out? I butchered their name the first time around, but who's this person that's going to take his place?
I believe his name is Jeff Zients. It's spelled Z-I-E-N-T-S. Jeff Zients.
Yeah, I know. I screwed it up the first time, the name.
Yeah, and this is pretty interesting, Captain. He was in the Obama administration back in the day. He was the director of National Economic Council from 2014 to January of 2017. But when he left government and then came back under the Biden administration, that was back in early 2021, and he came back as Biden's COVID-19 czar. He was there through last April, April of 2022. So I don't know. This is going to be pretty interesting. Someone who was the czar of all COVID things is now going to be the White House Chief of Staff. I wonder how that's going to go. He is getting some pushback, a little bit of criticism, evidently, when he came back to government. He disclosed that he was ownership between about $89.3 million and $442.8 million in assets, including investment funds and also real estate. This, according to Fox News. So this is very, very interesting to see this person come back, and we'll see what kind of chief of staff they are. But of course, if you loved COVID and the COVID mandates and so forth from the Biden administration, you'll probably love this guy coming in as chief of staff.
I will bet you money that he made money on the COVID debacle.
I think somehow, that's what they're talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, I bet money. All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a Monday morning. And, of course, we like Monday mornings around here because that leads to Tuesdays, and that's when we get to go to Mission Barbecue. In the meantime, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way right after these messages coming up.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
And I'll tell you something else you found. You found me talking about MyPillow, MyPillow.com, and Mike Lindell. And yes, I do endorse MyPillow. Have been for a number of years now. And the reason I do so is because I use the products. How about that? I use the products. Now, I've had the six-piece towel set. I've now got two sets. I got the older one, and I got the newer one. And what's amazing is you get two bath towels that I swear to God are the size of a beach towel. They're so big. Two hand towels that are almost the size of a bath towel, and two washcloths that are almost the size of a hand towel. So it's unbelievable, but it's true, and it's excellent, excellent, excellent quality. Now, for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.98 with the promo code CAPTAIN. You will save $50 on a regular price on these towels. You will save $50. $39.98, promo code CAPTAIN for the towels, the towel set. Now, I've also had some other things I bought with them and been very fortunate and very lucky. Of course, I've had the MyPillow. 1998 was what I bought it for, and they're on sale again for 1998. You can get them for that. I've also got some slippers. The slip-on slippers are going for 1998. You might want to check that out. I've got the more fancier pair that went for $49.98. Those are the regular, like kind of like loafer style, if you will. Now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. And when you get there, look for the Radio Listener Specials page, boxed link. Click on that. It'll take you to the Radio Listener Specials page. It'll ask you for a promo code. The promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. And then have some fun. Shop till you drop. There's things in there that are 80% off. There's a bunch of buy one, get ones in there. There's all sorts of stuff in there on sale right now. Phenomenal specials in there that you won't find unless you go into the Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can also call them on the phone, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Promo code is CAPTAIN and shop till you drop. They'll answer any questions you got about any questions that you have. How's that? MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
What in the world is going on here? I'll tell you, the Virginia governor, Youngkin, is taking a tough stance on China, and a lot of people are thinking that that's signaling his intention to run in 2024 because he's shown people that he cares about what this country's doing overseas, and China's one of his targets.
Well, certainly, you know, any particular possible candidate is going to start right now making sure that they're going to be laying a foundation if they want to form that exploratory committee, if they really do want to run. This could be the start of that for Governor Youngkin. Basically, this revolves around a Ford Motor Company EV battery plant that the governor is declining to have there in Virginia. So he's getting some criticism on that. But at the same time, though, Captain, yeah, he could be laying the basis for dealing tough with China.
Well, if it's going to come here from China, if that's what they're talking about, it's got to be run by Americans, not Chinese.
Well, this is, you know, and here we are. We're just in the beginning of 2023. China could make a lot of moves between now and when the presidential election really starts to heat up that would bring it to a much bigger prominence in terms of what candidates are going to be saying and or have been doing about China leading up to that. I don't think it's all going to be static. I don't think China's going to just wait around and see what happens in the presidential election. I think they know what they've got with Biden right now, and I think they're going to make some moves that are going to be very, very, very game-changing, I think.
Now, did you see who wound up in Ukraine today?
Yeah, it was the former Prime Minister of Britain, Boris Yeltsin.
And he was told...
Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson. Not Boris Yeltsin. Boris Johnson.
The Boris Smith. No, he was over there to see what he could do to try to help expedite things and get the Ukraine the military hardware that they wanted, especially from the British. And they had some other people from some other countries there with them, businessmen, just like he was. And they were trying to figure out what they could get and how fast they could get it to them. Because, again, Russia is just literally hanging right there, waiting for the opportunity whenever they choose at a time and place of their choosing to come in and attack the Ukraine again.
Well, that's right. We understand Britain has already said that it's going to supply the 14 Challenger 2 tanks and some other weapons to Ukraine here very soon.
And possibly so some more Patriots.
Yes, exactly. So Boris Johnson was there telling him that the British people are going to stick by Ukraine and so forth. And, of course, he's not the prime minister. He wasn't, according to the reports, he's not trying to undermine Prime Minister Sunak and his role. But Johnson had visited Ukraine, I think, at least more than once already since the invasion. So it's definitely something that I think is near and dear to his heart. But certainly, just like we were just talking about China, further developments in Ukraine, I think, are also going to impact what the presidential election looks like and what the important problems are that voters are going to be concerned with moving into that.
Now, there were a lot of anti-abortion and pro-abortion rallies over the weekend all around the country. And Joe Biden spoke up and said that he will protect the access to abortion pills. Well, those pills are illegal in many parts of the country.
Well, that's right. And so it's interesting, Captain, because when it comes to something about – Joe Biden, for example, with the document scandal, we're always told that they want to respect the process and they want to let this whole thing play out and respect the law and so forth. But when it comes to abortion, that's their hot button political thing. And it's just irrelevant whether or not the pills are legal or illegal in any particular state. I think they're just going to try to at least give the impression that they're going to, everybody's going to have access all the time and thank the Democrats for it, that kind of stuff.
Well, maybe they can send Ron Klain over there or something.
His new job will be...
Abortion czar. Anyway, state lawmakers right now around the country are proposing power grid protections after we've had these attacks on the power grids. Now, I'm not really sure what the protections are they could oppose other than further surveillance via the Internet. Further security at the gates, people, you know, not being able just to drive up and shoot at the transformers and whatnot, which is what they've been doing in some places.
Well, right. I think it has to be two-pronged, right? There has to be electronic surveillance in the sense that these areas are going to be watched very carefully, even on-site. And the corollary of that would be on-site security. But at the same time, I think you have to have intelligence on the ground. Mm-hmm. You have to be listening and infiltrating some of these groups and figuring out who's going to do this next and foil it.
Have you ever been to a nuclear plant?
I've never been to a nuclear plant, but I've come very close to San Onofre on many occasions.
When you get to a nuclear plant, and if you are lucky enough to get inside, now I had to go inside a number of times because of fire calls, because we were the backup to the fire brigade they had in the nuclear plant, and sometimes they couldn't handle what they had, so they had to call us. So in we went to do what we could do to put out different fires along with them, because they were the experts and we were like the hardware, you know, the handymen. But the thing of it is you never saw so many guns in all your life as when you get in one of those places.
Well, and for good reason. You can't have any kind of of nuclear terrorism.
And metal detectors too. Metal detectors everywhere.
Well, I can imagine, right, because you can't ever have a hostile force seize a nuclear plant. That would be unthinkable.
Yeah. Now, let's see, we're going to break, so I guess what I'll do is I'll just say that we've got a break coming up here. Kyle and I will be right back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about something that New York City has proposed. And I'll tell you what, folks, you aren't going to believe it until I tell you. But then again, maybe you will. It is New York City we're talking about, right, Kyle?
That's right.
All right, folks. Hang on. We're going to let Jeff take us out to break, as only Jeff knows how to, with a real thumbdinger of a outro here. So, Mr. Jeff, it's your turn, and we're all anxiously awaiting.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identified the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Here with Dave Moss Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around, and our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m., and if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richey, Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you.
You betcha, and let me tell you something. One of the reasons why I am so emphatic about endorsing Moss Nissan is because of the way they treated me over the past 8 years. They didn't know me from the man in the moon when I went up there. And I started to get the oil changed in my vehicle, tires rotated, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. One thing led to another. They found out I had a radio show. Then they found out what my radio show was about, America. Then they wanted to know a little bit more. One thing led to another. And they worked out a deal where we endorse their cars and their car dealerships. Well, I'm not looking back at all, but I'll tell you something. It was one of the best things that ever happened to me. These people are the real deal, unlike what you get with a lot of these car dealers. They are the real deal. They tell you they're going to do something, and by God, they're going to do it. I've had a number of people come up to me and tell me that. Right in front of Dave Moss, and they didn't even know who Dave Moss was. So, you know, thank you. Keep the cards and letters coming, so to speak. But we appreciate everybody, and we appreciate Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss, Nissan.com. Check them out online. They got a bunch of dealers. dealerships, including the all-new one in Brooksville there, State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway, about 100 yards in from the Suncoast Parkway to the east on the right side, south side of the road. And check it out. See what they can do for you, because all they'll do is get you a ride, whatever it is that you can afford, whatever it is that you want to get. How's that? And that you can put you in that you can afford, and away you go, and you'll be happy as a lark. You serve, you save. Ask them about that. Also, Moss Care, ask them about that. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a happy day in Buckeyeville. All right. New York City. What, pray tell, are they up to now? Well, here's what they're up to, folks. They are temporarily going to use a cruise ship terminal as an asylum seeker shelter. Now, does that mean they're going to have people on board cruise ships? Probably not. But it means that they're going to take a section of the terminal and make it into an asylum-seeking shelter, where the people will be housed until they get their asylum hearings and this, that, and the other. What do you think of that idea?
Well, it's an interesting idea. Of course, it's a large space that they can use where they can be able to have food and medical care and other services. But Mayor Adams, Captain, has been quoted as saying our city, meaning New York City, is at its breaking point, he said. And they realize that they're straining to handle all these this influx of immigrants and many who are claiming asylum in the United States. So they're trying to do what they can, given what they have.
They need $2 billion, I was told, to keep things going the way they're going. $2 billion.
Yes, it's not cheap, and this is quite interesting. I think one of the major components of this, Captain, is the fact that here you have Democrat mayor of the city of New York saying that things are very difficult, echoing even what California Governor Gavin Newsom said about having to receive many more migrants and process them, that it would, quote, break the state. So the writing is on the wall, and it's harder and harder for Democrats to hide it, trying to simply promote a message, because the reality is that once it all starts really happening, even a Democrat mayor will say, wait a minute, we're going too far here. That speaks volumes.
We heard from actor Jeremy Renner, over the weekend about his snowplow mishap, and what he said was really kind of mind-boggling when you think about it. Actor Jeremy Renner says, and I quote, he broke 30-plus bones in that snowplow mishap. Wow.
Wow is right. I think Jeremy Renner really does need our prayers, Captain. The news is not good. He's back home from the hospital, but he's facing years, literally years, of more surgery.
Sure.
And therapy to try to get back to some semblance of being okay. I like the guy. I think by all accounts he's a good guy, and he's made some great movies, not just the Avengers stuff, but he's a great actor in his own right. What we understand, Captain, is that he suffered I think a collapse of the left side of his chest. His whole torso got crushed. His legs are very bad off. I mean, it's very grisly and very sad, and this guy, it's got a long, long way to go. So our best wishes and prayers for Jeremy Renner.
Now, I'm going to read a letter to the audience that I got from Congressman Greg Stube, who was just released himself from the hospital on Saturday after falling off his roof at his property in Sarasota and seriously injuring himself. Now, he said, thank you for the outpouring of, well, he says, dear Captain, thank you for the outpouring of well wishes and prayers this week. As many of you and your listeners have heard, I was involved in an accident on my Sarasota property Wednesday afternoon and sustained several injuries. After spending 3 nights in Sarasota Memorial, I'm grateful to be home and recovering. All praise and glory goes to God. I've received excellent care at Sarasota Memorial Hospital, and I extend my deepest thanks to the entire team of the doctors, nurses, and medical personnel. I'm thankful to Daryl Woody, our Amazon driver, who witnessed the accident, called 911, and stayed with me until help arrived. He is a hero. I'd also like to thank Sarasota County's emergency services for their quick response and transportation. Jen and I, of course, that's his wife, Jen and I remain endlessly blessed by the prayers and support from our many friends, family, community, and your listeners. My office will provide further updates on how my recovery will impact my return to Washington. Thank you, and God bless America, Congressman Greg Stube.
Wow. Well, again, our best wishes for a quick recovery and prayers for Congressman Stube, everyone around him, Captain, who's obviously just going to be involved in this and be giving so much. To have a fall like that is unthinkable. It's really, really devastating. And so we hope that he's able to recover and recover soon.
Well, Absolutely. He and I became instant friends because of his dad being the sheriff in Manatee County. And I did a number of press gigs and whatnot with his dad, the sheriff, who took over for Charlie Wells. He was an Iraq War veteran. I actually followed him when he was in the service, and with his unit, we saw through it that they got some stuff sent to them from people that we knew of. So that's kind of how the story goes.
Yes, exactly. And we don't know the extent of the injuries and so forth, but again, the well wishes and the prayers, they really do make a difference. They make an amazing
serious
difference.
Enough to put him in the ICU for 3 days. That's serious enough. Now, despite recent official reports of inflation easing, a great deal of damage has already been done to the average American's family budget. Thanks to a new report, now we know exactly how much poorer we are today than 2 years ago. Yeah, $7,400.
That's a big chunk of change, Captain. I guess the response from somebody like Joe Biden might simply be, oh, well, these poor people are just financially demented, you know.
They don't know how to balance a budget. I mean, there'd be some really stupid thing they'd say.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, inflation, Captain, I think we're going to continue to see the effects of it. We're going to continue to see some pulling back of spending. We're watching jobs disappear at an alarming rate. It's not going to get any better before, it's going to get worse before it gets better, I'm afraid. And that's because, again, I think you'll continue to have the snowballing by the bite.
And Kyle, the movie Avatar marked six straight weeks at number one, grossing over $2 billion.
Yeah, that's amazing. I have not seen the new Avatar movie. I did see Avatar when it came out all those years ago, but I haven't seen the new one.
I haven't been to the movies to watch a movie in so long I can't even tell you what the last one was I saw. All right, hold that thought there, kiddo. Folks, we'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along during the overnight hour. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stacked against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. To the clerk, the pot's 11 million, so I called him sick to work. I bought a pack of camels, a burrito, and a fart. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky.
Oh, my, it just froze up, Kyle. Oh, boy, hold on here. All right, there you go. It just froze up. How about that?
Yeah, I hate to say that that's unlucky, it seems like. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, that's sometimes what happens in radio, though.
Yeah, well, that's okay. It'll come back for the next time around. But anyway, let's get right to the weather and take a look at what's going on. You've got the west side, so tell us.
All right, well, folks, again, we're looking at a lot of wind out west right now, a lot of wind advisories, especially if you're in the southern part of Nevada. You've got wind advisories there. You got a winter weather advisory if you're in Utah coming down Interstate 15, or rather coming up Interstate 15 from St. George, where you also have a high wind warning. Also around Salt Lake City right now, you've got a high wind warning as well. Coming out of Reno, across I-80, you definitely have a wind advisory there. And right now, by the way, Donner Pass, I think it's like 15 degrees or 16 or 27 degrees, if I recall correctly from last hour.
That's quite a difference in temperature there.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's more in the 20s. But for all of Southern California, you've got the high wind warning going on, especially in the Los Angeles area, Orange County area. And that, of course, means if you're out on Interstate 15, coming through Cajon Pass, for example, or making your way out of, through Baker and on over to Las Vegas, you definitely have a wind advisory. Freeze warning in the Central Valley. We've also got a hard freeze warning down in Tucson, Arizona. And also a hard freeze warning up near Phoenix. That's because you have this huge cold front down in Mexico, severe cold front there. So you want to be very careful about that. All right. So we continue to see as well some snow on the weather map. Right now, we've got snow right around Flagstaff that's actively falling right now. So if you're in that area, you're going to be experiencing that. Looks like that snow that was up near Billings in Montana last hour has dissipated even more. It's now south of Billings and doesn't look like it's going to be a big problem coming across the interstate there. So be careful out there.
All right, let's talk about the freezing fog first, starting out in Iowa, going up to Minnesota, going up to the eastern part, US 20 or I-29 rather, in North Dakota, and then coming on down around Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Central Nebraska, you've got freezing fog. Central Kansas, you've got freezing fog. Southwestern corner of Kansas, you've got freezing fog. And it definitely is fog, it definitely is freezing, and temperatures in the teens in all those areas. So let's move on over. And down to Texas. Come down south out of Amarillo. Let's get down north of Lubbock and go all the way through Lubbock, down south of Lubbock. And we've got freezing fog to the north. We've got freezing rain and sleet just south and on the southern edge of Lubbock, down towards I-20. And then we've got an area of windy conditions down there between 20 and 10, right where the junction comes together there, and Pecos, and then moves over east towards Midland. So you'll have some wind to blow you across through there. Down south in Texas tonight, we've got a little bit of weather, windy conditions, if you will. And then we've got some unsettled conditions with possibly some gale force winds in it from about Galveston, Texas, all the way over towards just west of New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, we do have freezing rain tonight and drizzle and sleet mixture on I-40 north coming in out of Oklahoma, Fort Smith over almost all the way to Little Rock. Temperatures are in the 20s and 30s. And then moving up to Missouri, I-44, all the way to St. Louis tonight through Fort Leonard Wood, you are going to have freezing rain and drizzle and sleet all the way over, and it'll take you over into central Illinois towards Springfield. Unsettled weather conditions, central part of Indiana, central part of Kentucky. We do have a winter storm warning up there, way up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, east of Duluth. And we're winding down the snowstorm up there in upstate New York, coming across, going all the way up to Nova Scotia, coming out of the Albany area, south of Albany, and then running up into the southern part of Vermont, of New Hampshire, the northern part of Massachusetts, to include the Berkshires, on up through 95, Maine, all the way to Nova Scotia. We do have a gale warning all the way down from Nova Scotia tonight. By the way, we also have some freezing rain going on, looks like, in the New Jersey area. So if you're on the Jersey Turnpike, you might be having a little skating rink over there tonight. So be careful. And that also goes down into Delaware. And then the central part of South Carolina tonight, unsettled weather conditions there, windy conditions, but there could be some rain in the mix shortly. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, the Flying J and Pilot bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, which is what we've just been doing. Tell us about that for a second.
Well, that's right, Captain. Folks, don't forget you can go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Join the My Rewards Plus program and check out their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J to you.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him. And coming up next on the telephony line here, and it's Telephony 101. It's none other then Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Donetsk in the Ukraine. Ukrainian troops are getting a Polish self-propelled howitzer. Also, amongst other things, Ukraine is also one step closer to having German-manufactured state-of-the-art battle tanks approved for their fight against Russia's invading forces, which could happen at any time. In addition, Kiev has been promised additional Patriot missile batteries from its allies, who are apparently ready to join them in the next stage of the conflict.
Correct.
What's next?
Well, I think some focus ought to be on the Wagner Group, otherwise known as the Wagner Group.
Yep, paid mercenaries.
And I think the United States declared them a terrorist organization.
They did.
Which is fascinating to me, after all these years, that they decided to do that. But I think that Victor Boot, who we released, you know, the world's notorious arms dealer, was really providing their weapons since he was released from U.S. custody. And the other thing is that it was easy enough to declare them a terrorist organization, but we don't do that with the Mexican drug cartels.
Mm-hmm. Probably, but it was the Treasury Department that declared them as a...
Well, that's where it does come from.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep. Because they're going to go after their money, apparently, wherever they can find it.
Well, it's privately funded. The Wagner Group is privately funded by a Russian oligarch.
Think they can grab a hold of the money?
Well, we have some... Yes, I do. But we have some exceptional abilities to do that, but we can do the same thing with the Mexican cartels, too, we don't.
That might all change here because it sounds like we're getting ready to go after the Mexican cartels. Well, we'll talk about that on the flip side of the news here. Huh? Don't go anywhere. And there's no nah because I've been hearing yeah. So we'll find out. Anyway, Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. There you go.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.